بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, the subject we're going to discuss today is in Arabic called طمع. طمع means extreme greed and covetousness. This is generally the cause of a lot of problems in the world. So firstly, let us define it according to the Sharia. What is blameworthy tama? Covetousness, greed. This is to desire that which is enjoyable but unlawful. Something which is enjoyable but it is not lawful. Or to desire something which is dangerous. Namely, permissible things of worldly matters. Permissible thing of worldly matters, because generally too much of it would lead to the forgetfulness of the afterlife. So if you indulge too much, it's to have a bit of it is halal, but to have too much of it distracts a person from the afterlife. We need clothing. But if somebody buys pairs and pairs and pairs of clothing, then that makes you so focused on clothing that you forget about the afterlife in that sense. Once I was with a friend and we went to his house, so he took me through the side door. So why aren't you taking me through this door? One day we happened to go through that door and I realized that there was a huge shelf of shoes, maybe about 30-40 pairs of shoes that belonged to his mother. He didn't want to show me all of these shoes of his mother. She loved shoes. Some people, they become shopaholics. You know when you order something, do you guys have Amazon here? You know when you order something from Amazon and you receive the box in the morning when the guy comes for delivery, you know the excitement you get of opening the box, right? And then you take the stuff out, and then the excitement disappears, and you have to do it all over again. If you got Amazon boxes every day, you'd be very excited, right? It's an addiction. So this is what this is talking about. This is what you call covetousness, to just want more and more, even though you don't need it. Because I'm able to go to the Saudi quite a bit, so every now and then you feel like buying a jubba. You come back and then suddenly I realize that I've got this many pairs or this many jubbas. And I thought, this is wrong. So I quickly extracted. So buy more things if you want to, but then you must give away the others. Not throw them away, you must recycle, you must give them to others. So you're allowed to have new things as long as you don't have too much. So you can have new things, but you must give away the old. So don't store, don't hoard, don't love. The Prophet ﷺ received expensive gifts or some expensive item, like a jubba, a very expensive one, he gave it away. So that's fine. So, covetousness of the unlawful. So if you covet something which is unlawful, then it's going to be unlawful anyway. Now he's talking about the hukum of it. Covetousness of something dangerous, though, is not unlawful, but it is blameworthy, as it may lead to the unlawful. What else is dangerous? Something else is, if you want to do extra nafil worships, but you know it's going to lead you to thinking great of yourself, then that is also the wrong intention to do those worships for. To the greed to do extra nafil worship for the sake of showing off, then that is wrong. So what should you do? Should you leave those worships? No. You don't leave those worships, you carry on doing them and you learn ikhlas on the job. You can't learn sincerity off the job. If you don't do anything and you're trying to learn ikhlas, you can't, because there's nothing to learn it from. So you have to keep doing it. For example, let's just say you're doing khidmah in the masjid, mashallah, you're providing some kind of service in the masjid and you feel good about it. Meaning, you want everybody to show that, mashallah, he does a really good job. You're saying, I don't have ikhlas, so should I stop this now? should I just not do it at all? Well, where are you going to learn your ikhlas for them? You carry on and you start correcting your intention. So you have to learn it on the job. That's where shaitan, he makes you first feel arrogant and ostentatious. And then after that, when you think about that, you say, okay, then I should stop this job completely. So then there's going to be no good work in the world then. So you carry on doing the good work, but then you just learn to correct the intention, and inshallah the intention will be corrected. So don't ever abandon the job because of the bad intention. Correct the intention, carry on the work. So the most vile type of covetousness is with respect to what others possess. So you see what other people have and then you want that. So Maulana has a K-Way jacket, which is a very famous South African brand, right? Or is that an Australian? South African, right? So now I start coveting that I want South African brands, right? I don't want it though, Maulana, I'm just saying, right? It is a disgraceful trait that arises out of worldly greed, spiritual idleness, and ignorance of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in creating the need for mutual assistance. So don't look at what others have and then always want that. It's a natural thing in human beings to have that. There was a big scholar who visited England the other day, about 2 months ago, and he came with his son. I had a special invitation with them, so I saw his son had a really, really nice watch. Like, it's a very thin, I don't know, I'm not sure if it was a Rado or something. It was a really nice watch. Now, my watch is, people think it's a Rolex, but it's actually a Citizen that's about 20 years old, right? But alhamdulillah, it works very well, and I can't justify buying a new watch because this one works. Otherwise, it would just be, I think, indulgence. But when I saw that watch, I was like, wow, that's a really nice watch. I should get one of those, right? And then I realized that this is exactly what it is. When you see good things on other people, you want them as well. But what we're supposed to do is not focus on that. I mean, of course, if you need something, get it. But when you don't need something, then don't just get it because you just desire it. Just because you desire it. If you need something, it's fine. Otherwise, you're going to see lots of good things in the world. Products today are designed, what they called, they're planned for obsolescence. What that means is that they actually design them so that in 1 year they're going to either start breaking up or they're going to come up with a new model. Things aren't built to last anymore. And if they are, then they charge you 10 times the amount. So the idea is that they'll put a new model out next year. I mean, look at the phones. I mean, they don't have any innovation anymore to actually add anything new to phones anymore, but they still try to. Has anybody got the iPhone 11 yet? Nobody here? Nobody? I mean, you guys are behind. iPhone 11, it hasn't come out yet? Ya Allah. I'm only joking. I think it's iPhone, what is it, 10? Still 10? Yeah? X. Alright. So this is just the new things that it drives us to want these things. The opposite of covetousness is consignment to Allah, which is the desire that Allah take care of all of one's affairs pertaining to both this world and the next world with respect to that which one does not feel secure from danger. If the matter entails benefit, Allah will facilitate it. Otherwise, He will withhold it. So we say, okay, if Allah wants me to have this, alhamdulillah, I'll have it. If He doesn't, then He'll withhold it. And I fully, you know, I'm not going to let my greed drive me mad because I can't get something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, quoting the believer among Pharaoh's people, when he said, I fully consign my affair over to Allah. Verily Allah is ever watchful of His servants. So then Allah protected him from the severities of their planning. Notice how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions protection immediately after consignment in this verse. When he consigned his matters to Allah, Allah then protected him. When you consign your matter to Allah, Allah will look after you. Allah will not let you go to waste. It is indeed a noble station whose beauty is indicated by both revelation and the intellect, as logically no state is appropriate for a powerless, slave accept submission and completely entrusting of his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which basically means that because by nature we are slaves of Allah, we must consign our affairs to Allah. We can't act independently of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to consign our affairs. Know that according to the sacred law, blameworthy covetousness is that of this world and its pleasures, as it leads to forgetfulness of the afterlife. It is narrated on the authority of Sa'id ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, advise me, counsel me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, despair in what people possess and beware of covetousness, for it is immediate poverty. Despair of what people possess. What people have, just don't turn towards that. If you need something, it's different. But if something somebody has and you want it just because somebody has it, despair in that. Instead, he said, beware of covetousness. Beware of greed, because greed is immediate poverty. What does that mean? How is greed immediate poverty? Greed is immediate poverty because when you're greedy for something, when you have tamah, lalach for something, then it means you're in need of it. That means you don't have it. So immediately you start feeling poor that I don't have this. So that's a state of poverty. You don't feel enriched. That's why we're constantly being told to look at people who have less than us so we can do shukr of what we do have. If you keep looking at what people have higher than us, then we'll think we have less, so we want more. If we look at what people have less, then we will think, alhamdulillah, we've got enough. You'll feel satisfied. It's a psychological thing that's important. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, pray like the one who is saying farewell. So make your salat as though it is one that is your last departing prayer from this world. And cautiously avoid that for which one apologizes. Meaning, don't do anything that you're going to have to apologize for tomorrow. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. And we ask Allah for control of our covetousness and for satisfaction and consignment. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.